Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trying to stay away, but your body keeps calling, calling, calling. Sometimes I think that I should leave you alone, but then I think about the time when we get it on. Everything ain't really bad as it seems. Some arguments don't mean nothing. I just wanna stay around you. If I can, then we'll be something.
Wanna be juvenile, and I don't wanna be foolish now. In my sleep, I dream about faraway places underneath your kiss. The point I'm making is, I hope I'm not in this.
about you.
Honey, you and oh, you will
If you don't, you'll never know. Just keep on going, go for gold. 'Cause if you don't, you'll never know. Running suddenly and flying overhead. Your soul was meant to grow beautiful. Many miles, many moons, they still will be under you. And oh, you will still grow. Everything will be alright. 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 Everything will be alright.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Struggling with these feelings, what I'm feeling. Struggling to feel if I allow myself to feel again, love again, fall in love again. Not sure if I want to fuck with that again. Everything is a struggle. Constantly I find myself struggling. Self-love was some fictitious thing I always looked at like bullshit. When I would hear it, conversations about it. Who wants to hear about self-love when you're looking for someone else to love? Well, I found that love and I've been okay with that. Learning to love who I am and my worth, the things that I deserve and what I do not. Tears, pain, misery. I've learned all those things and those things are now foreign to me. Yet right now I find myself struggling. Her voice. And even when she's texting me, I get this feeling that causes me to start fights with myself, struggling with stuff, struggling with what I'm starting to feel, struggling with love, that feeling, that fucking feeling. God knows how bad that I want to give up, but I find myself now struggling with this love stuff, hurting, hurt from being hurt by love. It was all good in the beginning. You had all your walls of protection, but had that up. Love removed all that skepticism. Love walked in, sat at your side, always assuring and reassuring often that your heart would not be broken, torn, ripped, or shredded ever again. Love pleaded for you to let it in. Love Love won your heart, and by its gravity you were pulled in, swooned, raptured, felt like heaven. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful being kissed so unexpected, being touched and touching, where once you were feeling nothing, content with the company you kept. But Cupid struck and you gave into love. See, love said that your heart, it would never break that was yesterday. But for some unknown reasons, love is gone today. Silenced. Silence permeates through these veins. Tears now flow running like some wicked stream through a heart that has slown its beat and is asking, love, where have you gone? Now. Now dark is the night that weathers the storm. I trusted in love's lies. I've been down this road before. When hurt defines love and pain, like they both have the same meaning. And love escapes away, leaving the host drained and alone with nothing but old bricks to pick up to remake the wall that was gone there to keep you safe from being hurt. Hurt by love. Hurting. Hurt from being hurt by love. Struggling. Whether I allow myself to love again. Struggling. Struggling. And loving after the pain. I wasn't looking for some warm place, although my world had gone cold. Stress etched on my face. As long as my heart was kept safe, I was happy in my space. My feelings kept in a box, sealed, kept safe in this cubicle where the wounded store their precious keepsakes, keepsakes that are kept safe, hidden, locked away, no gazing upon the sun or its rays. My heart's eyes would never see loneliness on repeat each day. Each new day, day after day, each day, each new day was lived this way. On repeat, repeated, repeatedly, relived like an old record, skips. But still I was cool in those cold places where I lived, locked away each day, emotions, feelings, dreams, senses, taste, touch, sound, sight, blinded, kept locked away, but that was all right. There was nothing that I wanted to see. Smell, the aroma of pain, hurt and misery, they all smell the same. Stagnant is the air, stagnant is the stench. I could smell it from miles away. This hurtful place I lay covered in it, but I was cool with it day after day, as long as my heart was kept safe, locked away from the echoes of pain. But those dark clouds refused to stay gray. Blue began to intrude, see, red began to spread and paint its hues on skies used as the canvas of my new day, too. Yellows too. Roses bloomed, washing away the pungent odor of loneliness. Sweetness. What is this aroma? Nostrils pick up its scent like antennas once dormant but now vibrant. It's no more room in this box I've been in. It seems crowded in this cubicle. It's summer again, and with it there's this strong urge to break free from this cocoon. New limbs. What are these? Wings? Colorful are these things. Sounds. Life sings. singing to once deaf ears, songs, new songs, songs of love and life, new days, sight, a heart's eye speaks into a new day, taste, tasting the nectar, cascading and bouncing off the sun and each golden ray. Fly away, fly away. I yearn to fly away into this new day. This new day earned, see. I wasn't looking for a warm place, butterflies, rainbows, happiness, and shit. No, I just wanted to hide my days away, hide away, far away, in a pillow bury my face, reject faith and fate. I dealt with pain this way. Living in dysfunction, hurt, sorrow, depression kept me company. That was then, way back then. But today, new days are rising over distant horizons where once there was nothing. Learning to love after the pain. I'm learning to love after the pain. I'm learning to accept happiness for what it is and be happy, unapologetic, and on purpose. Things change. Love follows pain. Love followed pain. I wasn't looking for this warm place. Although my world had gone cold, stress etched on my face. As long as my heart was kept safe, I was cool in my own space. But now, I'm attracted by the sun's and its rays, the sight and sounds of nature, its aroma and its taste. It's a new day, one that I wouldn't mind repeating day after day. Today, I have a love for life, and I'm spreading these new wings. Farewell said to boxes I once lived in, keeper of hearts once broken, in which we kept safe. Beautiful, beautiful watching butterflies fly away. Each day, each new day, day after day, each day, each new day, on repeat, I find myself willing to repeat these new days, day after day, loving after the hurt, the hurting. Pain and no more struggling, no longer struggling, just simply loving. Love echoes. Love echoes. But I struggle. For real.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, offering you quality, laced, poetically based shows 7 days a week. This is your poetry outlet, your universe for poetry. What you waiting for? The call-in number is 319-527-6300. Call in. Press 1 to be heard. Or just simply listen in. This is the For Real Entertainment Network.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Really don't mean, we do things in between the lines. We should to do more to stand out. I'm sorry if I made you feel less than who you are, a little insecure. Oh, you're the shining star I wanna spend my night with you, my life with you. Oh, baby, babe, leave it up for me to whenever I get home. I know that you're all alone, thinking about what you gon' do. I hope that you see it through. Ooh,
ooh. Oh, you're gonna love me.
I'ma love you regardless. We just gotta cut this shit out. Been back loving you, Minnie Rippleson. The bone speakers have my walls in the plaque trembling. La 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 la, played in my mind all day. You come home, I let Cal go and take you away. Bubble baths of rose, Gucci open soles. Sunday nights we sit and watch Power in the Rose. All of a sudden, our lines got crossed over nothing. A text and your attitude changed. Yo, you bugging. Hit me in the face with the pillow and threw some. I just got up and walked in the room, you still cussing. Know I love yous before we sleep. Good nights is out the window, it lasts for weeks. It's been a while since I gave you my street vows. Promised to love you and hit it 2 times a day. Never cheat now. Our chemistry is like a bowl of cherries, and I'm the chocolate, I smother you, never to worry. I'ma share half of the blame for this problem that we going through. You know I'm a Taurus, the bull, you know I'm stubborn. So tell me, what's on your mind?
Sometimes I don't think we really say enough. Why is it so hard to keep in touch when we're laying right next to each other, baby? We shouldn't be in a thing so much. Overthinking, understand us. Don't let us feel it. Change it up, I wanna spend my night with you, my life with you. Oh, baby, babe, leave it up for me to whenever I get home. I know that I'm all alone, thinking about what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
I hope
yeah.
that I see it too.
I ain't got time for tricks, them broads ain't loyal. I get a Spanish chick, I make arroz con pollo. Keep my woman fresh so she will never be spoiled. Then she can be my queen, but we will never be royals. I don't give you cream on me, but I assure you, I'm heavy with the D, I got nothing but love for you. Sex as a weapon, got nothing but slugs for you. Ain't no protection, I done shot up the club for you. Yeah, if I adore you, me amore you. These dudes cannot afford you, let the guard adore you. Yeah, I like them loyal from the soil and rhetorical questions. When we smash, adorable. Who put the sex in sex appeal? Shorty got a receipt, but her ex gets the bill. Look, I'm too grown for Netflix and chill, but I G and post up like a Netflix for real. And you love me.
A.K.A. the wedding crasher came through in the cullinan. Color, skin, milk, the rap is something. Us in the corner with the paid face. Black cards and Louis faces. African cousins with us, we niggas smoking blunt wine, that's Lakata. I waited like 3 years, now we here getting licensed. I'm tired of the whole Jack and Jill shit, the real shit. Both of us comfortable now, so you don't ever gotta feel shit. Feed a nigga, laugh for hours. Count my ones playing old school shit while we fucking the shower. Now you know your guard is top tier. Remember the message, love with capital letters until they dead us.
What's up? This is your girl, Benita Applebaum, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio.
Hey, what it do, what it do? This is your boy, Jess Him. He is he, the poet. And we up in here just shit-talking on tonight, spitting some poetry, listening to some music, and just chilling. You know what I'm saying? So if you have some shit to talk about, or some poetry you like to spit, or you just like to sit back and listen in, this is the place to be. Shit talk. Haha. This is where we talk our shit. You know, you get a chance to talk that shit. If you had some shit on your mind this past week, you know, hey, let's talk about it. Let's talk some shit. Let's talk some shit. Once again, this is your boy, Jess Helm. Jess Helm. He was he, the poet, and you're at Epiphany Radio. And that call-in number is 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Call that number if you want to. Let me know who you pick up on. In the meantime, look, hey, what it do? We got some people up in here that want to talk some shit tonight. And when I bring you in, if you know the number to call in, please give it to the people because I've been retired and I don't know what the number is. I just call in and, you know, from the back end. 1-2-3. Yeah. I see we got a king up in the building, y'all. Let's see what King got to talk about up in here. What it do, what it do. Welcome to Shit Talk. What it do?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm chilling, man. I'm up on the slave ship right now, but I'm on a little break that they give Negroes nowadays.
Oh, man, Negro breaks. I love Negro breaks when they give them.
Yeah. If they don't give it to me, I'll take the shit anyway.
Hey, man, run with the shackles and everything, man. You just, you know, just reshackle yourself when you get back. You know, just reshackle yourself, you know.
Yeah, you can cut both feet off. I still run.
I don't know. That's a one. That's a hard one, there, bro. I don't know if Kunta Kinte would agree with you, but look, when you got that urge and you got that thrive enough to live and be free, you'll do what you need to do, right?
Yeah, what Kendrick said that song? I'm a rare breed, baby.
Yeah, baby, baby. Hey, man. So you on the plantation tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
Other than being on the plantation. There. Yeah, how you doing, though, man? How you feeling regardless of being on the plantation or not?
I'm feeling good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with this West Coast crew called Scribe or Die. You know what I'm saying? One of the members is my uncle. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I've been scribing every day. Them dudes is lyrical arsenals. You know what I mean? Like lyrical assassins. So I just feel glad that they put me down with their crew. It's a 3-man crew. They some low key dudes. You know what I'm saying? But that's their thing. It's a mental thing. Scribe or die. You know what I'm saying? You got all these thoughts.
Yeah.
You're a poet. You're a rapper or whatever. And then you talk about, oh, I can't write nothing. I don't know. Then you die in there. You got all these thoughts, and you can't manifest nothing. How? So that's
true.
They think, scribe or die. You know what I'm saying? Under any extreme measures or anything, you're supposed to still be able to write something.
If this is who you are and you devote your time and, I want to say, life to it, you should be able to write. Writer's block is a fictitious thing. You should always be able to write about anything and everything, you know. It's just that sometimes we long to write about one particular thing, but our inner being might not be on the same page. So I can understand that.
Yeah,
you know,
so they righteous and spiritual too, you know what I'm saying? So that's why he put me down with the crew. He's like, yo, the way you write is crazy. How you write at work and anywhere, like, yo, I told my man, like, yo, I got to put my nephew down with us, man. Yo, he get busy. So I feel grateful and proud to be part of their team. You know what I mean? It's 2 East Coast and 1 West Coast dude. So,
okay.
You know, it's a good mix.
That's what's up, man. Salute to those brothers out there that, you know, dwelling in the arts and that hold it so dearly to their hearts. You know what I'm saying? Man, there's been times where I wrote on the back of MacBook covers and napkins and tried not to lose them, things like that. When you get a thought, a train of thought, and you know what I'm saying? Writing is a beautiful thing. Scrap paper, anything, man, that you can find when you're passionate about this. You know, you're passionate about it, it drives you, man, and you don't want to say. Well, it was sometimes where I said, "Oh, I won't forget that line. I'll never forget that was a dope line." I ain't had nothing to write, man.
Yeah.
Shit. I forgot that dope line. I just remembered it was a dope line. I just couldn't remember the line. So, hey, whatever I have to write on, you know, I'm going to write on it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
so, like I said, Go ahead, brother.
Now I'm saying even before the smartphones and whatnot, I remember writing like 2 lines and I'm like, let me tuck this in my back pocket so when I get home I could try to scribe something off or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they be like, well, what you do with them 2 lines? I'm like, I know where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? All I needed was those 2 lines. You know what I'm saying? Got scrap paper from somebody, tore a piece of paper off from something, and wrote something because it was right there on me. So when I get home, you know what I'm saying, I'm like right there, and then I'm like, yeah, okay. Because that could start the whole thing off for you, them 2 lines. It could be in 1 line. You know what I mean?
All you need is a spark to start a fire. You know?
Exactly. Yes. Sir.
So I can dig it. I've been there. I lived that, man. And then when you get to throw that extra fuel on that, when you do sit back and you get that spark, pull it out the pocket, and you put that fuel on it, man, and it turns into a beautiful thing. Turns into a beautiful thing of expression, right? I love that, man. I love writing. I love instigating it. You know, and sometimes those moments, we have to look at those moments where you feel like you really can't write. I don't want to use the words, what we said earlier, writer's block.
No.
Sometimes you got to rush your pen, though.
You're right about that.
You know, and look, rush your pen and look around, because some things become repetitious. You're writing the same thing, but you're saying it differently. So sometimes it's good to rush your pen. And gaze upon the things that's around us. There's always something to write about, but fall back for a minute and take in.
And that's what I do a lot of times. You're right. I don't get writer's block. Sometimes I just fall back and shut the computer down, you know what I'm saying, because I'll be working like a PC, you know what I'm saying, and I'll be like, yo, let me just chill. And, you know, my uncle be like, yo, you ain't right now? I'm like, I got to shut down for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing too much. You know what I'm saying? So got to recalibrate. You know what I mean?
And I just like for it to flow, man. I just like for it to flow through me like a waterfall just pour through. I don't want to search for the words. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't want to write like that. I don't want to search for the words. I want the words to just pour. You know, it's all different types
straight from
of
the
words.
Heart, man.
You know, people get that. Yeah, I like writing like that. I like it for it to just flow. I like to challenge myself at times, too, and I like to challenge others. That's what we do over there at the Soul Cafe with Pick Up Your Pen.
Right.
You know, all that does is it strengthens you. It puts pressure on you when you write under pressure, writing under pressure. So if you can write good under pressure with a minimal amount of time, imagine writing when you have all the time in the world. And you can write the way you like. You know what I mean? That's all that.
That one time I was on that, I ain't think I could show up and all that. You know what I'm saying? But my brain was already tweaking. And I was like, oh, I'm right there. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I be like that all the time on that. But I didn't think I had that skill set to fit in and get in. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, man, that's what they doing. I'm like this. I was like, my brain just started. And then I was just like writing already, like a lyrical maniac.
Well, a lot of people felt that way. A lot of people feel that way. I was like that as well. It challenges you though. But after you've defeated
it
and you do it enough, it takes you someplace. It's like lifting weights, man. If you're a writer, you know, stuff like that is like lifting weights to a writer. Pushing yourself out of your limits, not worrying about how this piece is going to come out because you was challenged to do it with minimal time. You was challenged to do it and you had a distraction with the music in your ear. You was challenged because somebody gave you some words to use. They weren't your words. You know, so, and then, you know, because we're so used to writing sometimes for the spotlight. Okay, let's just keep it real. And sometimes we write according to how we feel at the moment. And so when somebody gives you a genre that's out of your genre or they make you, you know, they you outside of yourself, you know, you don't have time to write something with the oohs and ahs in it, you know, for the hand claps and the finger snaps and all that stuff. You have to write.
Yeah.
So let's see. Okay. So the fun part is sharing what you did do. Under that pressure. And we're not looking for oohs and ahs. But if you happen to put that in there at during that process, then that's even greater. You know, it's even greater. But, you know, but that the truth we told, that's how some of us write, you know. We write for the spotlight of it all and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that because you want people to love what you write or be oohed and awed by what you wrote, you know. But it can't be like
that. You know, a lot of times myself, I write so much on that, but I write for me. I write for my soul and my spirit. But also, you know what I'm saying, I'm clear audience too, you know what I'm saying? So I listen to sounds, and it just sends a different vibration upon me. And then I start thinking, and I just start, like, winging off on that. Then I just start writing. I can hear another track right after that, and it just comes to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, spiritually and emotionally heartfelt, and I just go right there. I don't care if somebody like it or not. Sometimes I might just share with somebody and be like, yo, check this out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
good. Yeah, and it's just like, it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always
look
at myself as an underdog anyway.
Well, you know, underdogs have a strong bite.
Yeah.
Back
six man off the bench.
You know
what I mean?
There you go. There you go. I'm an Eagles fan, so I understand underdogism quite well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you know, people don't understand when I say that. They're like, why you belittle yourself? I said, they ain't belittle. I said, look, when you're a six man coming off the bench, you see the offense and the defense, and you can go out there and be just as good as the starters. You know what I'm saying? Some
That's
people
right.
are too carried away that they the starter and stuff. Like, I can do everything that you're doing. Because I've been seeing the offense and the defense, and when I go out there, I'm going to bust my ass. You know what I'm saying? Thinking you nice as hell, and I'm going to get busy. You know what I mean? So I don't worry about all that flair and glare. I know what I'm capable of doing, so I know I can handle my own self. That's how I look at myself. Six man off the bench.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. And you can see the whole field when you step back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go out there, be the first man to step in the landmine. You know what I mean? Let somebody else step in it, and then you know where they at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So look, hey, man, it's been great talking shit with you, bro. But I know you got something to spit.
Yeah, I got something right here. No, this piece is titled Mandatory.
The mic is yours.
Well, I'm a story inside another man's story that's gone. My pops didn't survive, so I'm keeping his name strong. So many want to touch on my changes, leave me fangless. Still dangerous, my words into the soul painless. What they don't know, how I cloak all that I write and wrote. They still searching for Joe until they get their neck roped. I see in between what is to be on Front Street. Embrace the peace that a swami teach, then broaden our reach. Carry self-awareness in a form of sense provided. Become the one seizing the chance to advance, no lying. Some talk, some walk, sport fork, as they still on course. This double-headed coin toss will enforce triple remorse. By all means, test this well-protected bracelets and necklace. Better enjoy your home breakfast before you drop like Tetris. My time and zone send you home well-toned from what's deep. Side and dive every week, yet still I get up on my feet. Black John Travolta playing Tony Saturday Night Fever. No Vinnie Barbarino, more casino, I'm a human heater. Shooting lines of archery, words touch the nervous system. Can't finish them, this poet that we send in venom. My transformation is deadly to all my competition. Well, if I still have my old rhyme book written in a composition? I'm a walking archive born from a lineage of oracles. Definitely waterproof when I'm in and out of the truth booth, King.
My brother. That was pretty smooth, man, and I loved your flow, the way that you delivered that piece. Could you go back to where you gave me that line, double-headed coin toss? You said some trickery after that. I loved it. Could you go back to that?
Oh, yeah, I said some talk, some walk, sport fork, as they still on course, this double-headed coin toss will enforce triple remorse.
There you go. I liked it, that. The way your thought pattern double-headed coin toss will cause triple remorse. Yeah, that was slimy. That was nice. What about the line
Thank
back
you.
There where you
Appreciate
said, old line book?
Oh, the old rhyme book?
Yeah, the old
rhyme
book.
Yeah, that was a joint. Yeah, that was joint. I said my transformation is deadly to all my competition. Well, if I still have my old rhyme book, it's a written composition.
Right there, it's a written composition. So poignant, man, and profound. You know, I could pick that up. I picked that up. That was dope, man. Where were you at when you were in your mind when you wrote this piece? Talk about that piece.
You know. When I moved to South Jersey, I had a bag full of rhymes, books, loose leaf paper and stuff, and my younger brother threw it out. So you ain't coming back home anyway. When my grandmother told him to leave that bag in the closet. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I can drop how I need to drop and build myself back up. And as I got older and I really reflect on all that, I was like, you know what? I used to ball up rhymes anyway and throw them in the trash can and all that, and then go back in the trash can and piece them all together
right,
and all
right.
that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, yo, I know what I'm capable of doing. I can go any direction with writing my poetry or rhymes or whichever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I built myself up to this stage right now. You know what I'm saying? Where I know I can contend. You know what I mean? No, I'm not in competition with nobody, but I stay in competition with myself to gradually grow, you know what I'm saying, to step outside the box.
Yeah.
So that's where I was at with that, you know.
I feel you there, and I like that, man. I like that. But it's, oh, man, I can only imagine the feeling of somebody throwing your work away. You know?
Yeah, and that's why I say so many want to touch on my changes, leave me fangless. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said still dangerous, my words, into the soul, painless. Because you can touch a person without really touching a person, just with certain words. You know what I'm saying? Your words are like daggers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pierce your soul like with precision.
Right. That was dope, my brother, man. Thank you for picking that one piece out and sharing with us, man. I liked it, that. I liked it. I really did.
Hey, you're welcome, brother. I appreciate being able to come through. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
You hear silence,
right?
You don't hear no bells ringing.
Nope. I know the feeling, too. I know the feeling. So what was our great thing to you, brother? Yeah, I just you know, your station manager talked me into coming up in here tonight. I'll tell you the reason in the inbox. Somebody from the plantation might be listening in. I don't want to say too much. But tonight I am just him. I am just him, no names. Just him. He who is he. You know, him who is he. However you care to address me, but don't call me by my government. My brother, thank you for coming over, man. I hope you'll be able to listen in, man, because we're going to go on with some music and some talking shit and some, you know, some poetry, whatever. I'm just up in here to chill, man. I'm supposed to be making some
comments,
but I'm chilling on that, too. Just like with poetry, sometimes you got to fall back, you know, get creative, get in, suck, you know, ingest some creativity before you can spew it and create it.
Yeah,
so
I'm
look,
feeling
man,
the music, though. I'm going to stay tuned in, man. You know,
I'm
right here.
I see that, man. I hope you can sit right there. I might bring you back in for another break. If you get one, hit me up in the inbox.
All right, no doubt.
All right.
That's what's up.
Hey, all right. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
But I only see you. Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I'm in love. baby. Why? Cause you were my baby. Love for you never change. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you, the end game. But I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance on me. Yeah, come and take a chance on me. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, either when I'm right or still apologize. Cause you were my baby. Why? Cause you were my baby. You remember when we'd stay up at night, exchanging stories about our lives. Tell you I got you through thick and thin. Take a risk, baby. Give me your hand. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right up in the fire.
poetry,
my darn name, if I was born again, I'd be a rocking chair, my dear. If she ever sat down on me without underwear, I'd make me swear. Ooh, child, baby, can't you tell? This is where it all goes down. Rock the bus. Epiphany Radio, baby.
Epiphany Radio.
Yeah. Once again, this is your boy, Jess Hill. He who is him, the poet. And you're at, hey, shit talking. We talking shit tonight. We're listening to some poetry and some hip-hop, R&B, some neo-soul tonight, y'all. We just chilling. And once again, I just be him tonight. We're going to bring in another caller, y'all. Hello, caller. Who are you calling?
Hello, Jeff Kim. How are you?
Well, hello, Miss Pearly. I love the way you say thy name.
I think it's awesome. I really think it's totally awesome.
It sounds different. I like the feel of it.
Oh, that's my Valley Girl talk. It's so totally there.
Well, I like the way it, you know, I'm just saying, I like the way you said it, but I also like just hearing it because it's like a new sock. When you put new socks on, the fit of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being addressed as just him, it feels good.
For sure.
You know, it's a good thing. How are you feeling on tonight? How you feeling tonight? You know, you say what?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I've been working on a new project. I have a couple of projects I'm working on, and I'm feeling really good about them.
That's good. You know, we were talking about creativity, writing, and stuff like that, me and the King. And to be able to and to have that juice, that creative flow to be able to do so many projects and just to do one, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a gift, man, and we got to embrace it, you know. Embrace that feeling. When you feel like doing it, open that faucet up and let that water flow, you know what I'm saying? You sound great tonight. You sound, your energy feels good. Your station manager talked me into coming in here, provoked me to do so. Once I told him I wasn't going to be at the plantation, I'm using all code words right now, by the way. I wasn't going to be at the plantation. Okay. And he said a word to me, and it provoked me to do this. And it feels kind of good. I suppose my plan was to sit back and, you know, concentrate on some raw links. You should see, my bed is covered with nothing but gems. But I'll get back to that. I had to give myself a break. I got some stuff, girl, that I'm going to work on. I got to show you. But anyway.
Oh, you know, I'll be over there. I will definitely pay you a visit.
You need to come over this weekend and start playing games. You need to come over this weekend because I'm going to get lit come tomorrow. But that's another time for another time. Tomorrow is Litany Day. And my litmus will be a witness. Yes, my litmus will be a witness tomorrow. On tomorrow.
Okay. I wish I could, but I'm going to have my little mountain goat with me, and he's going to be climbing everywhere.
You're going to have your mountain goat?
Yeah, he's my little mountain goat.
That
my
was a
baby
good one.
Boy.
I never heard that one before. Wait a minute. You're going to have your mountain goat tomorrow? You can't come over here with your mountain goat because, you know, we get crazy with it.
I get him on the weekend. You haven't heard him on the radio with me? He even did a poem.
I've heard him co-hosting several times.
Yes. I have him on the weekends with me. He did a really, really good poem. I'd like to spit it for you guys if I can find it.
Wait a minute. Let me get the full understanding. He wrote a beautiful poem?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And you're going to spit the poem that he wrote for us? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's just a short piece, but it's a piece nonetheless.
You know what? Wait a minute.
Well,
hold up. Let me break
this. Well, I actually wrote it. He inspired it.
Oh, you shouldn't have gave that up. I wouldn't have asked for that. I would have kept it as that. I just wanted to make sure what I was hearing was proper. I would have got on here and said, go, go, blah, 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 goo, gaga, in peace.
These are actual words that are being spit. Yeah.
Well, I'm intrigued. I'm very much intrigued. So, would you care to spit? Are you finished talking shit?
No, I'm never finished talking shit, but I can pause for the cause. I can spit a little piece, his little piece.
Hey, well, look, let's hear this piece. Then we're gonna pass you the mic, and so that we can hear the piece that this young man has written.
Okay. All right.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Bubbles, A Tale of Raspberries and Slobbering. Bubbles, I blow. That's what I do. I'm the baby. Gotta love me. This much is true. Before mommy's belly, I was in the galaxy, floating with the stars. And suddenly one day I'm waking up in the car seat, facing the back of the car. I play with my mum-mum, and it's so much fun. I blow bubbles and raspberries and slobber and give her all my love. Poem.
Hey. What's my sound effect? I'm looking for the sound effect. I just took my socks off. I just took my socks off. I'm sorry, I couldn't find a sound effect. That was beautiful, though, and it was sweet. It was beautiful, and it was sweet. You know, that it makes my cheeks hurt to hear something like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, clean the cheeks for me. And that was beautiful, though. You're so silly. You are so silly, yes. Were you lit when you wrote that?
I was just sitting here holding him, and when I tried to write something down, spit that particular night, he decided he wanted to do like that, you know, and then there's slobber because he was eating some stuff, you know, so I just thought about it. Bubbles, a tale of slobber and raspberry.
I love it, though. I love that. And it's one of those pieces that's short but so sweet. You know what I'm saying? It don't need no length to it. Yeah, I know he did, too. I know he did because I loved it personally myself, Miss Pearly.
Thank you. He did approve of it. He absolutely approved of it. You know what? I always wanted to say poem. After I finished spitting. That was my first time. It felt pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said poem. I might have said it once. That's a new thing, you know. Normally I just end it with, you know, for real. You know, I got a new thing to say these days, which is fun. I like saying it. It's fun saying it because it's new and it's different. You know?
Okay. Yes. Oh, speaking of saying something new. I'm sorry, go ahead. What do you say?
No, you go. Talk shit.
I learned a new word.
What's the word?
Obstreperous.
Wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute. I wasn't ready. Wait a minute. So we're going with four syllables, are we?
Obstreperous.
I want you to slow it down. I'm going to ask you. Wait, no, don't say it again. Don't say it again. You're throwing me off. No. Let me digest this and dissect it, okay? Give me a moment. I'm going somewhere with this. Okay. Give me your perception of the syllables. How many are there in this one word?
Four, I believe.
So we're going with four syllables. I need you to say it again breaking it down where the syllables are. Say it slowly and as clear as you can.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Op. O-B. Op. Strep. S-T-R-E. P. E-R. Us. O-U-S.
Okay. Now say it without spelling it.
Obstreperous.
Obstreperous.
Yes. Obstreperous. Very good. Yeah.
Wow, I love the word. What does it mean?
It means noisy and difficult to control.
Okay, could you use it in a sentence?
The outright blatant lying of the obstreperous girl was no longer acceptable.
Okay, I can go for that. I could go for that. What's the meaning again?
Noisy and difficult to control.
So have you ever been placed in an obstreperous type of situation?
Many, many. I know so many I know so many people that are like that.
They're in the past. Okay, I was just basically giving you an example of how I took the word to be.
Okay.
You know, some of us we operate dysfunctionally out of obstreperous situations. You know.
Okay.
I'm just having fun with this right now, talking shit.
Yes,
I agree.
I wanted to hear you pronounce it, and you did it right the very first time you said it.
Well,
so
I had to
really
slow you down. I had to slow you down, have you break it down, because, you know, I will F up a word with no problem, you know.
That's why I brought it.
You tried to get me in public. That's what you tried to do.
Yeah. I wanted to put it in the chat first so you could try and pronounce it.
No, see, that's the thing. I didn't see it in the stat in the chat first. I'm looking at it now. Let me see. I'm glad I didn't see it, because if I would have saw the word first, I wouldn't have been able to say it.
Yes, you would have. Yes, you would. You would have taken your time, you would have looked at it, and you would have pronounced it.
No, you should know me better than that, Miss Pearly. I would have fucked this word up if I'd have thought first. What you say?
I was hoping you would.
I'm trying to tell you. I ain't lying about nothing. I'm just simply telling you if I'd have saw the word first. Oh, wait, excuse me. My son is talking to me knowing that I'm on the fucking radio. Yes. Yeah, I'm on the radio. All right. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, I would have fucked it up, Miss Pearly. I'm just simply telling you, don't struggle with me with this. I'm telling you what the hell I'm saying. Okay?
Okay, well, then try this one. Should I put it in the chat and just let you try to pick it apart?
I don't want to see it first. Nope, I won't be able to say it.
All right. This one's pretty easy.
Ubiquitous. Say it out your mouth. I'm ready.
Ubiquitous.
What?
Ubiquitous.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You have to say that slow. I thought you were calling me a name. I'm a big what? No. Yeah, put it in the chat. Let me see the shit.
Okay.
I got to see this word. Can you type it while you laugh? Ladies and gentlemen, be patient. I'll be right with you. I got to get through this passage and pass it. I know that word, though. I've heard of that word.
Yeah.
I've never used it. Ubiquitous. ubiquitous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. But the way you said it, mm-hmm. I would have known. No, it wasn't working the way you said it. It sounded like you had some, like, butter in your mouth and something between your lips. No, it did. In the ubiquitous
okay.
part.
Ubiquitous.
You know, your lip got caught up in the, yeah, your lips get caught up a little bit when you're trying to say it. Say it again.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah, you got a problem with that word. I want you to use that word five times in a poem.
Right.
I'm going to need you to use it five times in a poem and make it.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are. You eating my jelly beans, Charlie? Damn.
Could you repeat
okay.
that, please?
Your son's eating my jelly beans. I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, I don't. I'm going to have a shot of something. Excuse me, I'm having a sidebar.
Oh, okay.
Take one cookie and leave me the rest. Miss Pearly, I want to thank you for bringing
yeah.
me those words. Did you have a longer poem? Or was you cool with the one that your grandson wrote?
I have something a little bit longer. I wrote this yesterday morning, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did spit it last night, but I'll spit it again.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Someone tried to sweep away my stardust, that tenacious, bright trail of light that I purposely set out for those that feel lost in their dark, for those that can't see what to reach for when trying desperately to find their way out, for those who want to know that that they do matter and they have purpose. For those who just want some kindness and love, my stardust is a permanent imprint on the soul. It's good medicine for the spiritual immune system. If my stardust is tied to love, love that awakens that which lay dry, dormant, and left in ruins. Love, giving that necessary boost that inspires to continue. Love that feeds and fills what's empty. You just can't sweep away love. So for those of you who still feel lost, take a deep breath and exhale. Close your eyes. Hold your head up. Then look inside and find that happy space. There is your way. And I'm here. You see, just as the precious air and water is essentially necessary, the essence of my poetry is me, the gentle construct of every soul in my body and the unremovable memories from life being my learning tree. It is the beginning energy of my spirit that this soul embodies. I am the essence of my poetry and all that be me. Paul.
Wow. Poem. I like the way you say poem. That's kind of working for you.
Thank you.
That was a very nice piece, and I like the way you delivered that piece, Miss Pearly.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Let me
Thank
ask you,
you
like I asked everyone, you know, give us this piece. Where were you in your headspace as you wrote this piece?
My headspace. This was actually inspired by another poet, saw the words that they wrote, and I just took it from there. I'm like, this has a lot to do with, you know, ascension, reaching your highest light and knowing that there's a higher power there right beside you. So that's pretty much where I was, and there have been people that have really tried to. Well, they have drugged my name through the mud. They've brought their anger and just hate. And the words that came from me was, somebody tried to sweep away my stardust. We are stardust. We are spiritual energy. And that's pretty much where I was. But see, I know who I am. So the rest of the words, they just came from there.
Well, that's beautiful. And I loved hearing your take on it as well. It gives more insight to who Miss Pearlie is and as far as writing. So I loved hearing that. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, much love. Hey, listen, so look, I'm about to put you on that beanbag in the back of the shit-talking studio chair. And
all right.
Stick around, though. I might have you come back. All right?
I got you. I'm here. All right. One love.
Hey, thank you.
One mic.
One love, one mic. Yeah. Shit talking. That's where you're at right here at Epiphany Radio. I'll be just him, the poet, he who is him. And we shit talking up in here. Just talking shit, listening to music and shit, and spitting some poetry and shit, you know. So if you got some shit to talk about, got some shit on your mind, some shit that spilled over from last week, from this past week, let's talk about it. I'm going to bring somebody else up in here. Goes by the name of Jess Jay. Who do they have to say tonight? Jess Jay, what did you
What's going on with
you? What's up,
man,
little brother?
I've been laughing the whole time. I've been listening to y'all, man. This is great right here, bro.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you, my brother. Your station manager provoked me to come up in here tonight since I eluded the plantation. I don't want to say it too loud because somebody from the plantation might be listening in, but I am known as Jeff Hill tonight. He's with him. You know all about it.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been enjoying the show. At all angles. And feel you on that. Folks will go ahead and rat you out. Hey, man, they had this video on YouTube where these two guys was hot, man. And the cops found one of the dudes, man. And then when they pulled the dude out, he said, "All right, man, they got us. They got us, man. Come on now."
Yeah. Kind of funny. I can picture that as you say it. I can picture that as you say it, man. That's funny. So, just say, man, we up in here talking shit all night, man. Which really means we just chilling. You know, I came up in here to play some music, spit some pieces, and, you know, just whatever. If anybody decided to come up in here, we just chill, just like that. Talk some shit, what's on your mind. Talk some poetry, you know what I'm saying? Love talking poetry, man. You really go into it, and you want to know the breakdown of the poetry that was written. And not only that, you want to go into the poet's mind. And that's where I'm at with things as well, you know. Not so much as looking at it as that poet might have been going through this or that. I don't delve into that too much, you know, because we're all writers. And sometimes we write about life experiences that we are going through. Sometimes we create experiences and put it on paper. Whether we do or not, that's not my concern when hearing a poet. I do want to know where they were at, you know, so I can get a better taste of what they put on their plate, you know, and that's basically it. You know, I like because I'm curious about my own writing. What makes me write? What moves my pen? It's a vibration. There's some folks like my brother David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria, who you can show him a picture and he can write a book based on that picture. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my curiosity begins.
You know,
now let me
go ahead, bro.
I was going to ask you what sparked your fire.
Even when we are talking about things that we've never gone through, man, we still are interwoven in between this fantasy that we're having. There's still uniquely things that are going on in there that are unique to us. doing a piece about a famous figure. When we are doing this piece with this famous figure, we are adding ourselves into that so much. It's in our perspective it so much. Even if we feel that we are too secure, we can purely keep it still going.
Okay.
Up there
okay, Just Jay. I'm gonna need you to do something for me, man, because you're giving out some gems right now. But your sound is coming out muffled. You got a potato in your arm up in there, or what? You need to speak up or remove the potato. There's something going on.
I need the people
to hear what you're saying. Come up a little closer.
Is that
though.
It?
That's right there. That's better, man. You have sound like you had your thumb up in the what's the name?
No.
Okay, you sound much better now, man. You're giving out some gems. You're good.
Yeah.
Finish talking.
Yeah, man. It's just that we found out that even when we're talking about things that are not us, we still are interwoven in there very tight.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for us to actually get away from looking at the poet. I mean, looking at the poem and objectively looking at the poet. But that's what has to be done if we're doing it right. That's one thing that I had picked up when I was over here and we was doing the Monday night thing. The approach to go ahead and talk to the poets.
Right.
To go ahead and pull the most out of us. Man, it was dope. It was good times, man.
Right. The reason why I say that is that I don't post too much these days on Facebook, you know, my poetry, things like that. And there's no specific reason for that. It's just that I'm doing other things or whatever. So I just found a poem in my archive and I put it out there. The piece itself, a little bit was about me or something I went through, but for the most part, it was something that I just wrote as a poet. Okay, so I posted it, and it was old
right.
piece once again. And I had the responses that were coming in the comments section were like, I hope that you're all right. Are you okay? Everything going to be all right? And I stepped back, and I was like rubbing my head. I was like, I'm a poet, y'all. I'm a writer. My opening
right.
was in it. And he's like, man, everything going to be all right. Little nephew, everything going to be all right. I was like, oh, that was a long time ago. I'm cool today. You know, I'm a writer. I just, you know, I felt myself having to explain that I'm not going through anything. I just wrote that, you know.
Right.
You know?
And that's the power, man, to go ahead and bring a moment in time back to vivid reality, even though a lot of time has passed.
Well, I'll accept that. I'll accept that people can feel what you wrote and think you're going through it. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's some things I never went through and I wrote about it. But, yeah, so, okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. You know? So that's why I love talking. That's why I love seeing creativity and writing what motivates somebody to write. And I like to be up in somebody else's head at some times besides mine. You know,
right.
It's good as a writer to share those type of things like that, man. And we do that, you and I, when we do have our talks. So I can dig that, man. I love talking shit with you, bro. But I know that you brought something that we can dissect, take apart, look at, turn it upside down and see what you did with it. You have that?
Oh, I'm just doing regular pieces nowadays, bro.
I ain't looking for nothing spectacular and all that. I'm just saying a piece, bro.
It's kind of
sound
like
you
took Muhammad into regular spectacular over there, brother.
I didn't do that the way you do me, man. You be like, you be this. You blow the horn, the horn and everything. We come. Oh, we got somebody. You do all that stuff, man. No, I ain't doing that to you, bro. I'm just asking.
Hey, you know, when they got their people to come in as the caliber of you, they do it too. So, damn it, I did it.
No, but, man, if you have that piece, man, the mic will be yours.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, this piece was a prompt piece. I used several different pieces from the prompt. I'm just going to go into it. A boxing match. My opponent, the hammer. Undisputed sleeping artist harbinger carrier of crap like a pigeon. She's seen it before I did. dropping like stocks and bonds, the criminals bludgeoned in the dungeons, their little dark hearts were dismissed. About to give these Coliseum a lift. The powder keg is lit, and this is my dilemma of knowing when to quit. Not even knowing when to cut it off, because my passion is tied to my adrenaline, and when I love, it is a burden, because a stone heart coming to life is cause for hurting. Down deep, my heart howls like the dogs that fear brought in through the front door. Don't act like life has mattered up until this moment. What did you do with all those 86,004 seconds in a day? You romanticize lies and fantasies. It would be a burden if every day was lived that way, so I don't know what the hurry be. But to bring this muscle to life, however it happens, it will bring pain. And a heart that doesn't beat is a person who has perished. Paul.
My brother. My brother, my brother, my brother. That was profound right there, man. Now, where were you in this piece? Could you give us this piece? Give us some insight to this piece.
Man, I was in a room with some poets that were, it was being ran by a doctor, a good friend of mine, Russ Livingston. He does Wounded Poet Brigade. And what he does with that is, He's a psychologist or whatever he is, and he talks to poets about their poetry. He tried to stay away from having them in the poetry unless that's something that they say they want to go ahead and do. But for the most part, you know, we all just take turns examining the poetry on that level. It's
right.
Very therapeutic.
Yeah. I can dig it from that point. It's sort of like what I'm, you know. Where I'll be going at with this when I ask the questions, you know, where were you at this, you know, I really don't want to know your personal business. It's not about that. I'm curious about creativity and how it sparks, how it starts as a spark and can end as a blazing inferno. You know what I'm saying? As far as writing.
Right.
Metaphor for me too. It's a metaphor for me.
These are some
you know.
The prompts that were in there, a boxing match, fear of dogs, the powder keg was lit. She's seen it before I did. And then, like, the way that the room was broken down, when we were just discussing all these things, everybody took their turns and went ahead and went. And from the conversation, these are the prompts that came out of it. Whenever we hit a good vein or something like that, somebody would go ahead and write it down as a prompt.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and send this to you, brother.
All right, send that to me.
Yes, sir. If you can pull something out of there, man, it's all yours, brother.
I sure will. Hey, do this before you step up out of here, man. Could you let the people know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio and also what you got going on this Sunday coming?
This Saturday, it's going to be me and Gina Storm. We're going to be doing the Just Jay and Gina show. She's going to go ahead and bring a segment in that we've been trying to go ahead and bring in for a minute. We're about to go ahead and make y'all proud of us, for real. Give us a hot minute. We are a work in progress, brother. But we're going to be introducing a new segment. And we're actually going to be probably needing your help with that also, brother, in a certain type of way. We'll talk about that after this. I'm just trying to go ahead and let everybody know it's something coming down the pipe right now.
All right. No problem. Hey, what's going on,
sir, man? I appreciate you and love you to death, brother.
I love her. Okay, let me know what
my man.
Sunday, man.
Oh, Sunday. Oh, it's going to be my interview. I've been running from this interview for a long time, and they didn't finally nail me up. The same way I did with my brother right here, for real. The same way I did with my brother right here, for real, when I did his interview, did Vance, and Mr. Metaphorius as well. But only big names make it to that stage right now, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I was avoiding not being on that stage. I was cool with asking people the very deep penetrating questions, Now I got to go ahead and sit in that same seat. I hope I go ahead and do half as well, because I was very thoughtful of my people that came in there, but I don't think my people going to be that nice with me.
Oh, no, we're going all the way in, bro. We're going all the way in. I will be there to salute you on that day. I'm going to ask some questions, some real deep personal stuff.
Let's go.
So y'all check him out Saturday on Tiffany Radio, and you check him out Sunday at Small House at Clubhouse, in Clubhouse, y'all. Check him out. Show my brother some love and some support.
Appreciate you.
All right, Jess Jack? Hey, much love, man. Yep. Stick around, man. I might come back to you, man, all right?
Take care. Just him.
Hey, just him. Thank you. Hey, thanks for talking shit with me, bro. Well, love with Mike.
Easy,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you're right here talking shit with your boy, Jess Him, he who is him, the poet. And we're talking shit on tonight, listening to some music, dissecting some poetry and whatnot like that. And you know what else? We'll be right back after this, y'all.
We've been divided by an ocean, had 100 things in motion, said you barely recognize me.
Trap.
Yeah, I've been gone for quite a while, but can we just reconcile? No, I never meant to leave you. I was busy, but I promise you the next time you won't feel like I forgot about you.
Trap.
I know it's far, but just remember, I'll be back on in November. I won't miss you till I see the smoke. Call it, blow back, come it, blow back, come it, blow back, come it, blow back. Call it, blow back, come it, blow back, come it, blow back, come it, blow back. That you wish me well. More a cyclone every time you exhale. I got off the ground and now I'm unfounded. But miss you around it. That's why you should come visit me. All about the nonsense. You used to kiss me like a lipstick caught fire. But no ties. Now smoke gets in my eyes. Go back, come it, go back, come it, go back, call it, go back, come it, go back, come it, go back, come it.
What's up? This is your girl, Benita Applebaum, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio.
The mind is a garden. You ever think of that special someone and the phone rings and it's them? Wow. See, she's got me on her mind. In there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden. Well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasies? Hers are touching. Got me tippy toeing, guiding me. I'm guided. Her love light's guiding me. Scene after scene leading me. Sensual visuals. Lavender scents linger. Kaleidoscoping. In vivid monotones, in tune and in space with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her, led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy. See, she wants me to hurry up, but I take my time through her. Enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately, levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me. The flames of her wantings flickering, provokingly as this manhood, me, finds myself slowly stiffening. She's left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forest and all the loins of my trees. The veins that branch and its many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls joined. In, she leads me. I follow the scent of nature, her marshmallows roasting. See, she leads me. My limbs, she controls them. So I follow her signal when the feel of soft winds blowing. I'm in her walking through the tenderness of her life's garden. I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty inside of her. I can feel everything that she's thinking, every thought I'm feeling she's having, and they're rushing now on purpose, streaming her white waters, rapidly flooding her life story. See, she's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting, and the white waters of her love's lakes have risen. She's coming with me inside of her thoughts, surfing with my socks off, barefoot through her life's garden. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me, and mine feeds her. You ever think of somebody special and then the phone rings? She's walking through my mind's garden, feet well manicured in my thoughts, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, for real, as I walk through her mind's garden.
What's up? This is your girl, Benita Applebaum, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Talking Shit. Shit talking up in here at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your next phase in online radio, your poetry outlet. And I'm your boy, just him, he who is him, the poet, y'all. And once again, we up in here talking shit tonight, y'all. I want to thank those poets that hit the mic already. Jess J, King Atterbury, Miss Pearly. Hey, we're going to keep things moving, y'all. I'm going to open up the mic, too. Let's see who we have here. Miss VIP is in the building. Hello, dear.
Hey, Val, dear. How are you?
Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am splantitious, tacious, splantitious, yes, tacious I am.
Oh.
You know, I'm chilly. I'm chilly, chilly, chill. You know,
right.
We'll be here just chilling. Your station manager talked me into coming up in this joint tonight. It was sort of a threat, almost like, you know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, I'll do it, you know. I wanted to really chill out and make some raw links, and, you know, I got some stuff I got to do. But I said, you know what, let me go up in here. It's been a long time since I've been up in this joint, if I may say so.
Yeah.
And feels good, you know, having a lot of fun, having conversations with different folks about different shit, whatever the shit is. If you have some shit on your mind that you would like to say, you say that shit, you know what I mean? This is the time I get to cuss. I get to say shit over and over again. You know, I like to cuss every now and then. And then I repent, I go to the Lord, and I ask for forgiveness, you know what I'm saying? But cussing is very, it relieves, it does something to me to free myself of something. So, ladies and gentlemen, come up here if you feel like cussing, just cuss a little bit, not a whole bunch. Miss Fiat, is there a curse word you would like to say at this time?
I just think I just want to spit this piece. And then I'm going to keep on listening to you.
Did you hear what I said?
Mm-mm.
I said, you're one of those. I said, oh, you're one of those.
Oh,
you just want to spit your piece.
What
like
am
shit.
I one of those?
I'm just messing with you. You got to say some kind of cuss word or something. You got to say something before you just go to your piece.
Shit. I'm ready.
Oh, did you say shit? Oh, damn. You slid it in there. You did it in a way where I didn't know that it was a cuss word. Okay. I'm going to let you escape. You did your cuss word, but it was very sensual. Okay. I didn't ask for a sensual cuss word. I asked for something that would, you know, provoke something in me. Ms. VIP, it's been a long time. All right, look, I'm going to pass you the mic, Ms. VIP, and I'm going to let you do your thing. The mic is yours, dear.
Thank you. This piece is called Life Lessons. I learned all about love. It used to be all I ever dreamed of. It's beautiful, encompassing. It's forever, yet fleeting. The price to pay when it's lost, my God, love comes at a high cost. I learned that life doesn't come easy, and I learned not to be lazy in decision-making to be precise, not to waver or I'll pay the price. Really, to obey is better than sacrifice. Life doesn't come with a guarantee, not easy. Yet in this education of my life, I need peace, my solitude, not strife. The water calls to me, bringing me peace, hope on the rest of my journey. I learned you can't tell grown people what to do with their lives or offer advice on how one strives to live, to give, whom to love. I just keep praying to the one above. That's what I do. I'm forever praying for my family, my friends, and you. I've learned never to have shame. When I'm so tired, I hardly know my name. When I'm so heavy, I could cry After all I've done, all I could do, stand by to surrender and let the Almighty take it from here, to intercede without ceasing for all I hold dear. A final lesson is about love, to love as he loved us, knowing it's hard to hold that cup. Yet again, it's better to love than not at all. And even knowing this, I still have that self-erected wall. That's that peace.
That's that piece. That's that piece. That was a beautiful piece. You know what? There was so much in that piece that I can relate to. She had a lot about love, you know. The ins and outs of love, y'all. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Could you go back to right there where you said, I'm so tired, I don't even know my name. Can you give us a little bit of that part right there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've learned never to have shame. When I'm so tired, I hardly know my name. When I'm so heavy, I could cry. After I've done all I can do, stand by.
Yes. So how many of us have lived that, those lines? Those lines. Those lines stood out for me, you know, loving through the pain. I did a piece earlier in the program, loving through the pain. You know what I'm saying? Love has so many different facets to it.
Yes, it does.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, the outcome where you went from Miss to Mrs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing. That's love. That's love. I love that. I love that, and I love your delivery of it. You know, you really put yourself in that, which made it easier for the listener to digest it, you know, for us to feel that. And I felt that as you read that. And I appreciate that because I love feeling people's poetry. I ain't got no problem saying that. That leads me to say something else, but I don't even want to go there tonight. I feel like I don't want to leave nobody not knowing what I'm talking about. I'll just say it, okay? A lot of times I speak about creativity, you know, when I'm doing my personal show, The Soul Cafe. We talk about creativity. Mm-hmm. We're all writers. We are poets, you know, things like that. Not all of us are performers, though. So I have to look at it, you know, a little differently. All 'cause let's just keep it real. All of us aren't performers. But my thing is this. When someone comes on that reads what they wrote, their babies, their creations, and they read it as if it's a stranger to them, like if it's the first time that they've read it out loud or something like that, it kind of perturbs me, if I can use the word perturb. Okay?
Yes, you can.
I mean, it you know, I struggle with it. I struggle with listening to it. I'm just keeping it real, y'all. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just keeping it real. I still show respect and love, but then I reach out, you know, because I'm, you know, reach one, teach one. Let's help each other out here. It bothers me to hear somebody deliver their babies in such an awkward manner. You know what I'm saying? So when I come across someone that really put their heart and their love and their passion into their reading of their works, it's nothing left to be said but to enjoy that piece. I love being swept away. Sweep me away when you deliver what you're putting out there. You know what I'm saying? I love leaving this planet. You know, so take me into that with what you're trying to put out there, you know? So I like that, and that's what you did with your piece. You know,
well,
that's
you.
What the, hey, you're welcome. That's what the poets did before you, you know. I like feeling that, you know, what you're sharing. It's delicious. It's very nutritious, you know. It's packed with vitamins and iron, Mrs. VIP, you know. I enjoyed it. So thank you for sharing that with me. And thank you. Well, you didn't talk too much shit tonight. You're going to have to make up for that.
Yeah.
You know, your curse word was
saying
that's
all.
I
can't
you can talk
shit at
shit
all, though.
You can talk a little bit. But, okay, I know what you mean. Well, you know, I'm gonna have you talk some shit. You know, it might not be on the radio, but I've heard you talk shit before. So, thank you for stopping past me, VIP.
All right. One love, one mic.
Okay. One love, one mic to you, baby. Shana na bosa. All right. We're going to put Ms. VIP in the nun section over there where they don't talk that shit. We're going to keep on talking shit a little bit, y'all. But before we continue to talk shit, whatever that call-in number is, somebody call it. I think it's 319-527-6300. I had to do that fast because I'm old and I would have forgot it by the time I got to the fourth digit. You know what I'm saying? 319-527-6300 if you'd like to call in. Plus one to be heard, y'all. If you have a piece you'd like to share, if you just want to come up in here and talk some shit, whatever. If you want to listen to some poetry, you want to listen to other people, you know, plus one to get up in this joint. If you have a piece, I'm not going to say no names. One begins with a Z, the other one with an A, and the last one with a G, and the last one, and that G one ends with C. I'm not going to call nobody out, but if y'all like to spit a piece, act the fuck like you know. Baby, baby. And we'll be right back after this show. unoccupied, this place in my chest. What once lived there has vacated. Bare are the rooms, empty chambers. All the beds are made. No more sleepovers, no ruffled sheets or covers, just the silhouette of darkness, candles and past regrets, unmoved memories in a room where they once moved me. Litter they lay, scattered in this place where love once was made. Our lips were, where kisses were once placed and promises were once made. Curtains, once moved, they used to sashay lightly, coaxed by each deep breath that we made. Each exhale, now, still, unthrilled, no heartbeat, just stale air. There's nothing to breathe in here. The scent of love no longer lingers. My nostrils are opened wide. My fingers, they tingle empty. They have this urge to hold something. You. Yeah, you. To be continued. Welcome back to Talking Shit. I'll be just him. The poet, just he, who is him. And we're at Talking Shit at Epiphany Radio, y'all. We're going to keep the line moving. We're going to open up this next mic to the one and only Automatic Charismatic, y'all. What it do, Automatic?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
I thought you were asleep, bro. I was waiting to hear you snore. What's up?
Tier four.
Yeah. How you been, man?
Man, I just been traveling. My lady, and it's a beautiful thing. Shout out to all the truck drivers, man. I'm gonna tell y'all, you know, it's a dangerous job, man. Just gotta keep your focus, gotta get your rest, gotta see your prayers,
gotta
do everything, man.
Definitely,
you know?
All of the above. Hey man, you driving those big behind vehicles, you better have some rest. Keep your eyes open and focused.
Yes, yeah. I heard my big brother calling me again. I said, "Oh no, I better wake up my big brother." Not just anybody calling, my big brother's calling me. I said, "Oh, let me wake up now."
Oh, you make me feel old, bro. You make me feel old, brother.
I've been rolling. You know what? I tell you one thing, though. I knew something special was in you a long time ago. Back when, before you started Epiphany. I knew something was... Yeah, when you started Humble Beginnings. That's how greatness is started. Because people, you have to have humble beginnings before you can have your greatness. Before you have... be a part of your life.
Hey man, well thank you, man. I could talk on the humbleness. Greatness, man, I seek it. I guess many of us do. I hope to one day find it, you know, still in search of.
Yeah. You the only one that could turn on Luther Vandross into a gospel song. That is greatness.
Damn, bro, you put me out there like that. That was the Lord touched me in that way, you know. I thank you for that so much. You don't understand, man. People need to know I was touched, born again. Seeing things differently. So I saw that song always been a part of my repertoire, but I felt it differently and I expressed it differently.
Yeah, if I could live for Christ.
Yeah, you're funny, bro. You're funny. But thank you for that. This is about you right now, man. You got the mic before you, bro. We come a long way. Yeah, you do go back from my beginnings, and I'm glad to know someone from back then. It's a beautiful thing. Because you see me moving, you know, you see me moving. It just feels good, man, knowing somebody that seen me, you know, move through these lanes in the poetry community. But greatness, once again, though, I appreciate your words, but greatness is something I hope to find someday, you know, attached to some beautiful light-skinned lady, you know what I'm saying, baby, baby. Yeah. So, how you living? How you living, broski?
Oh, man, you know, I just feel blessed, man. I almost didn't become a truck driver. And
no.
It's like, truck driver is like a melody to my poetry. You know what I mean? It's like you're concentrating on so much. It's like, I mean, you're driving, you're looking at so much. When you hear somebody's poetry, there's so much that is in that poem, and it's like, well, run that line back to me, and they'll run that line. You know what I mean? It's just so much ingredients to poetry. And I want to say before, I like to say, rest in power. Laurie B. Edwards, Jr. I got to say that, man. Captivating. Mr. Captivating.
Yeah. Laurie D. Edwards, who once at one point in time was a part of Epiphany Radio, my brother, rest in peace in paradise. I can hear his voice at you, you know, as you speak about him with the song that he had called Captivating. Very ambitious young man, very talented, who will be truly missed, man. You know, rest in peace, our brother.
Yes, I mean he always have he'd say courageous things to me. You know, being an empire, we had a good conversation. You know, I would support him. I told him that, man, I would support you. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. this is always about supporting him and I. You know, I show love to him.
Right.
You know, when we talk.
Well, you know, that's what we do, man. You got to support each other, man. Hold each other up. Surround each other, you know, with what, you know, we consider love to be, man. And create your circle, man. Within that circle,
right.
man. You know, feed that circle, you know, with positivity. Great nutrients that's good for the soul, you know. It's a good thing, man. So thank you for bringing him up, man, because I was lunching, doing so much to think about, and but thank you for bringing that up, man. We salute his pen.
Happy birthday to your brother.
Hey, thank you.
Happy birthday to your brother. I seen your post.
Hey, well, thank you.
I may be driving this truck, but I do see things. You know, I'm used to seeing things.
Yeah, thank you, bro, for seeing that. As my son and my brother's birthday, they share the same birthday.
Oh, wow. That's. Wow.
Rest in peace, little life.
That's something.
Yeah, yeah. So, heavenly happy birthday to my son, Larry Maddox III. And Keith Maddox, thank you for that shout-out, my brother. So listen here, automatic, charismatic, diesel engine. Who was you were destined. You said you almost didn't become a truck driver. But with a name like that, you was destined to become a truck driver. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Either that or I don't want to ruin the night, but I was going to say some crazy shit. But thank God you became a truck driver. You know what I'm saying? Because you could have worked for Amazon and been fucking up my deliveries and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if I didn't like you, I probably would be singing to you. If I didn't like you, I'd be singing my voice. I use my voice as a weapon.
Yeah. No sense, yeah. I'm gonna let you. Yeah, your laugh fucks me up too. It sounds like you need a new carburetor. But you know what, bro? Let me tell you this. I'm gonna give you the mic because you're starting to get on my nerves a little bit. For real, seriously. So when you let me know when you stop laughing, I should pass the mic to you. Hey, look. Automatic, okay. Charismatic, I know you bought something that you like to share with us, man. You ready to do things? You ready to do that thing?
Yes.
All right. Well, the mic is yours, brother.
All right. Well, this freestyle is called Nation of Poets. We have came, ran to the stage, with our minds ready to invade. You heard our words. Never go quietly, because when we're on the stage, it's like we're building a society. And we got words like going like in a variety. They see us. They feel our words like power, and we devour the negative entity before it can enter the room. It's like these words, it's like going through a Zoom. You can hear when the words are in tune from the sun to the moon. You see, a nation of poets, we are powerful. We are responsible. We are coming here to let you know and feel the flow that we are about to grow. Just to let you know, these words, we became focused. Not in these type of places where we ever became hopeless. You see, this is the time and the stage and our prime and our shine that we can never, ever decline. See, we got to read each line, and they want to play back, and we just, like, say that, can hear that flavor. It's part of the nature. Our nation's a poet. Some people have passed on to a place called heaven, and we are going in another direction. Poetry is like in my own reflection. This is a nation of poets to be bright. That our voices don't be denied. This is the time we're about to recite. And everything that we have the fire, we're about to ignite. Oh, you have the invitation to change the situation. Looking from the next generation to the next generation and the next generation. I'm coming here, the fire, the burning desire. I can't let go. I'm going to go ahead, and this is more than the show. See, I got to go ahead and give a shout-out to the poets that been here before. Words that we're about to, like, about to adore. And I'm loving poetry. It came into my life. It was like the birth, Mother Earth. We about to teach and we about to reach. Sometimes poetry feel like you about to preach. This is the time, so go ahead and listen to me and take a seat. And everything, sometimes we have the flaws, but we just grow out of that. Now I can take your applause. Now this is a nation of poets, and we about to ride, and we about to come together. But we be like loving each other. Some people go right into the casket, but everything, love is just so fantastic. And we bring their names up. Yes, we miss them. Yes. Their legacy will always be a sweet melody, but we be as one, as a nation that rise, a nation of poets. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical entity, gets in, I'm all in, Viper in Drive.
Yo, Viper in Drive, man. Hey, my brother, that was very dope right there. I don't know how you do it. But I could see when you got hyped in there, the words started flowing to you. At one point in time, brother, you said you got the amputation to change the situation. I said, that motherfucker said you got the amputation to change the situation. He said you got the amputation to change the situation. I said, go ahead, bro. Ain't nobody cutting nothing off of me. But, hey, bro, that was dope, though, man. I don't know how you do it. Some of us are blessed with the skills to freestyle like that. Hey, man, you are definitely blessed, bro. Can you hear me?
Thank you, thank you. You know, you know, you watch me grow. You seen me take baby steps in poetry.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
man.
So anybody know me like that in poetry? You one of the people that know me like that in the poetry. That'd say you.
Yeah. Say, look, man, I'm going to just tell you to keep both hands on the steering wheel as you drive. And keep your eyes wide open and stay alert, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my... You know, I got to pay attention. You know, when I hear some poetry, I'm going to be like, excuse me, for real. Can you say that line again? You know, that was really powerful right there.
Say that
line, you know. You know what? I hear Hurricane do that. Cabrella can listen to a whole poem. And I'll be like, how the hell y'all be like in the matter? You know, the best person I ever seen somebody do that was Enigmatic.
Uh-huh.
Enigmatic Mahogany. She could decipher a poem. I said, damn, I wish I could do that. Decipher a whole damn poem.
Yeah, that comes from good vitamin D. That's that vitamin D, bro. Breast milk.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can't decipher that. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you know, it's a gift, bro. Most people have. Some people have. They use the left side of their brain more than the right. And you have to have a fresh half a cup of breast milk.
Yeah.
And that usually does it. You got me?
Yeah, you know my, Big Pimpin', Keith Eric could do that too. You know, he could go up there, you know, like a true player. You know, I don't know if he listens to the show or not. You know,
I can't wait
till he come back. Emma Cabrella, and God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Hey man, it's all beautiful, man. So look, man, I'm gonna let you get back to the road, bro. You heard what I'm saying to you. I appreciate you. All right, man.
Hey, man, can you please get out of my way, man? What's wrong with you, dog? I mean, I was just playing.
You got the wrong people over. You got the wrong people over. Hey, man, one love, one mic to you, my bro.
Okay.
One love, one mic. Yeah. Bang. I got the bang on him. Because he's starting to laugh again. Yeah. That brother right there, he was not paying attention. Hey, Otto, you wasn't paying attention, man. I said you got to grab a glass of breast milk and stuff like that. You wasn't even paying attention to what I told you. So, look, we're going to go to the next caller, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mic, Gwen C. How are you, Gwen?
Hey, I am good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing great. You have so much energy in your voice right now.
Well, I liked the last poem. When he ended A Nation of Poets, I thought that was kind of dope, so that might be why.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a great job on that piece, right? I like the way he ended that. It was, you know, that gift that they have possessed some people with, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, I agree with you. But you always carry, you always walk with that positive energy. Your consciousness
always.
Pieces are hellified. Sometimes I felt myself now you probably would relate with what I'm about to say. There was occasions where either you came before me or vice versa. It was times when you were spitting and I had to come behind you and all you did was hyping me up for when I had to do my piece. And you would tell me the same thing. It was a lot of shows where you came after me. You know, so I appreciate that energy dragging me along, you know?
Yes, I feel the same way.
I know you had a performance not too long ago, right?
Yeah, I hosted, it's my mini fest. I don't know if you remember, but I did it in 2019 here in Louisville. And then I didn't do it anymore because of the pandemic. But I hosted the mini fest this year in Galveston, like in the Houston area at home. Okay. So it was really dope to go home and be there and, like, do poetry in Galveston and have a mini fest. So it was only three events. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. Like you were talking about earlier, you got to start somewhere to reach greatness. So, yeah, it was just so dope to go home and do poetry and to have events and meet other poets from that area. And it was all love. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah,
thank you for asking.
Where is Galveston? You're welcome, darling. Where is Galveston located?
Who? What?
Is that Texas?
Did you say where? Oh, I thought you said we are Galveston. I'm like, who's in Galveston? Oh, yeah, it's like 50 minutes south of Houston. If you just keep on going past Houston, you run into Galveston Island at the end of I-45 South.
Okay, I think it was in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, I remember you telling us that you were doing that event. And I know did it turn out really well?
It did. It was just so great. I swear there was people that showed up that I would not have expected. There was people that I had not seen since I was 16 years old. I'm serious. Since I was in, you know, a sophomore in high school that came out to, like, the writing workshop on a Thursday. It was pouring down rain. I thought my shoes were going to break because the water was so deep. I said, I just know my shoes are going to break because they're getting soaked. But it was so – it was the last event of the week, and it was just so good to have that. And I featured – I actually forgot the thing that really excited me. While I was there, I featured it right about now, which just made my heart happy for, like, all of the year. Like, I'm going to be happy the rest of the year.
Wow, how did that turn out? I can only imagine.
I really enjoyed it.
You're a great poet to have feature, you know. So I know you gave it to him. I know you did your thing.
You know, I talk a lot of shit. Some people don't want to hear what I have to say, but I still talk it. Some people on the couch are like, why is she talking about this stuff? Who is she to be talking about this stuff? But I don't care. I still talk to my shit.
Hey, look, I know exactly what you're talking about, but look. Hey, I thank God that you express yourself in such a manner. You made me think of that last piece that you sent me. I ain't going to talk about it too much. But you was going in on that thing. You was letting a poet know how you feel.
That's funny.
And you have a loaded gun when you need to have one. So look, but you know, but you represent and you speak for us as a people as well in your pieces. And that's beautiful. So who gives a fuck why people ask you why you talking about that certain thing? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate it immensely.
Uh-huh. Much love from Epiphany and for myself personally. You keep on doing what you're doing. I know you're about to do something to my brain pattern in a few minutes. I know you are. So let me prepare myself. And pass you the mic, Gwen C. Did you hear the way I called your name out earlier when I said I wasn't going to say no names?
Yeah, that's why I was like, okay, he calling me out, but he ain't calling me out, so now I'm going to press one, but I ain't going to press one, but I'm going to press one.
All right.
I love
as long
it.
As you were paying attention.
I love it.
Well,
I'm glad you did, though, because thank you.
Yeah, I know how you do. I know how you do.
Uh-huh.
You like to
I just be
inspired.
Listening, just
like
doing other
inspired.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You like to be inspired.
I
so,
do,
Gwen, look,
I do.
It's like this. I'm going to pass you the mic. I'm going to simply say to you that this mic here is yours.
Thank you. So I will say I don't have a political piece this week or today. Believe it or not, it's not political. I went to a workshop recently with LJ, I think it's LJ Bowens, I think, and it was a creative writing workshop, and it just took me down a path that I wouldn't have expected from me. So I appreciate him because, you know, it's always, you always say stretch the pen, and that workshop definitely did just that. Because you had to make, you had to make choices based on the questions that he was asking. And then once you picked one or two out of the two, you had to keep going. And then the next step, you had to keep going. So there was no turning back. And so if you realize, oh, damn, why did I pick that? Hey, nothing you can do about it. You got to finish it. And so this is what happened.
Right. I got you.
All right.
That's a good one. All right.
Thank you. This Thanksgiving table's a rock, sitting in a glass house. Anxiety drenches me like biscuits butter. Love I long for clogs each artery. My heart be stonewall. Thank God most hate that part of me. half the room talking about flights. When together they trip or brag on their trips, that's how they run from this table's truth. Claiming blood so thick, but it can't even compete with Aunt Betty's watered-down batter or the watered-down bottle we pass to Unc to hear him bitch. Oh, but I bitch first. If I see a raisin in a dish where it doesn't belong, I'll smear it into the secrets in these walls that let him go inside and come inside. Throwing raisins in a pot doesn't nullify that she was told not to stir the pot. For those who know better, we bite and grit. If I see a raisin, a reminder of how she was expected to hide purples, be stuck together, I will sling dish. Ain't that the shit hitting the fan? Flip this table to show tables have turned. Unintentionally cause fear of the soon to age in place they can shrivel. It doesn't sit well with me. The elders weren't raising and protecting those who were 12 after me, but in this family, those don't coincide. I ain't one to keep dirty laundry. Let poem wash stains from little girl panties. Break brick that smothers her at 25. Stop her spinning out of control. Bring her tumbles to a hut at this Thanksgiving table. Plates with residue of breaths that claim to be righteous but never spoke up. Would give a set of crayons but kill creativity by saying it was all a figment of her imagination. Provide a pencil but not promise to believe what it wrote. These dishes remind me of the enablers, their hands the utensils of the incomprehensible. The God in me wants to forgive, but the devil's sinful semen is like cement from uterus to outsides. Follicles on my scalp flinch when fire erupts. Mind a burnt DVD on replay. I chew gravel and it turns molten. The devil inseminated made such a power. My elders, if you brag how strong you made us, I will rupture, release all the things I've had to carry, burn this bitch down. Our brokenness sounds like young hip separation cries. Smiles stretched remind me how the truth was stretched. Glares remind me how screens were snatched with virginity. This dinner, we split parts with demons. Why do we break bread with bums who fumbled us? Lay our eyes upon those who didn't want conviction, yet knew he fondled us. And why do we monotone with them after a sip of pastel punch, while inside exists a rainbow made of only red from 7 years of tears from being bit? Raging fire burns between each rib, reminder. We earned the stripes. We took the punch. We form our bodies into arch to reach the sky where we feast and fill ourselves with forgiveness. In peace.
Ooh, you just hurt me right now. Let me. Ooh, Lord mercy. I'm gonna need you to. Can you go back, please, to fire that burns between ribs? I think you said.
Mm-hmm. Raging fire burns between each rib. Reminder: we earned the stripes.
Reminder: we earned the stripes. That right there, breaking bread with bums. Who?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hmm. I just spoke with. I had a conversation about with a friend about why do we fuck with broken people? Okay, that reminded me of that. I like when you said when you spoke about crayons, that metaphor back in there, and then you went into pencils. That right there, could you give me some of that crayons and pencils?
Yes, I'm happy to. Yes, people, but never spoke up, would give a set of crayons but kill creativity by saying it was all a figment of her imagination, provide to believe what it wrote.
Ooh. Oh, that's saying so much right there. That's saying so much right there. Gwen C., that was complete and utter fire, sis. And then
You're the first one to hear it, so I appreciate you. No one's heard it yet. I wrote it last week in the car at my son's track practice. I was doing the workshop.
Me,
look,
girl.
Practice ended at 7, and my son, I wouldn't let him in. I had the doors locked. He's like, what are you doing? Like, I'm still in the workshop. I can't drive and do the workshop. So I made my son go play on the field for another 30 minutes till the workshop ended.
Hey, well,
you
look.
Get poetry
you,
in where you can.
Yeah, you did your thing on that piece right there. You know, seriously, I'm still just, you know, feeling that. And that's what I was talking about earlier in the show, when somebody spits something that you can feel and it just takes you right there. and the flow that you have with that, it makes it even more, you know. And you can feel what you want us to feel, what was meant to be felt in that piece.
Thank you.
You know, I just love that. I just love that. That's something I'll go back and listen to the archives about, you know. So, damn, Gwen, you really killed that shit.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I know. And I know I got to provoke you to get on the mic, though. I already know you, so don't even trip.
Well, when I have new stuff, I'm more likely to hit the button if I have something new to share. But I just haven't been writing a lot. I mean, I know it's poetry month, but I've been doing like a lot of haikus because I'm cheating, because I am going to have 30. But 15, 16 of them are probably going to be haikus.
That's so funny. 30 haikus. I wish I'd have had that idea. I think I wrote, I don't do big. I don't, you know, poetry month, seriously, that's when I slow down because we write every day of the week over here. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We get our 30 in. So I just fall back, to be honest with you. I might have wrote maybe 6 poems, something like that. I didn't go all the way in, so I don't even feel bad. But poetry is your brain. It's better. But
the
30 haikus, I could have did that. I could have did that. I'm glad you gave me that idea. So before the month is out, I can get that 30 in. You know what I'm saying?
You sure can. Just do about
that's
5
right,
or 6 a day,
right.
And you'll have them all done by the 30th. And I'm not doing the math,
I'm
but you feel me.
Well, you know, I ain't even messing with math. I'm an English major.
No.
So, but thank you for stopping over for real, because I just, like I said, I ain't been on the air in a long time. I actually retired, and I let Van talk me into coming up in here. And so I just threw this together and came here. I didn't expect a lot of people to be here, to be honest with you. I was just going to play some music and talk shit to myself. So thanks for stopping over, baby love.
Yeah. I'm glad you were here. I usually call in and check and see what's going on, if anybody's on. So I'm glad you was here. Nice to talk with you. And I hope all is well.
Same here. Thank you, Dub. Thank you, love.
All right.
And I hope the same for you, darling. We're still waiting for you over here at Epiphany Radio. So don't get it twisted.
I'm still thinking about it.
I will leave you with that whenever you're ready.
All right.
But once again,
thank you
for stopping past, Gwen. Much love, darling.
Yes, much love. Peace, love, see the worth.
All right, baby. What you say? Well, I couldn't understand what you said.
Peace, love, see the worth.
Okay. I had to make sure. One love, baby.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. One love, one mic. All righty then. They got me talking to people. Y'all got me talking to people. You know, I'm an introvert. I'm very introverted. You know, I'm going to have to take a drug when I get off the mic, which I will drink some Christian Brothers, and that should keep me in a nice way. So what I'm going to do at this time, Babylonians, my Babylonian friends, is I'm going to go up to Miss Pearlie. Miss Pearlie has something that she wants to share. Miss Pearlie, welcome back to the, I keep wanting to say the,
talking shit,
though. Yeah. I keep forgetting the name of the show.
I'm ready to say the Soul Cafe.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this, Mr. I'm just him.
Yeah, just him.
Really going well.
Yeah. So do you have something that you'd like to share again?
I do. I have something actually a little bit longer than the last piece.
Oh, my.
And definitely longer than the first one.
Yeah, let's make it that. Well, Ms. Pearlie, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Infinite Poetic Tears. You don't know what breaks my heart. You haven't seen me completely naked. Mending behind careful steps and crying lies is tired now. I'm done with trying. So I'm going against the common saying that the grass is greener on the other side, and I'm going to just stay in my lane. Start watering my own garden. I know it'll be lush and healthy because I'm the one who takes care and tends to it. As far as I'm concerned, what I mean to the others, it's just like that book you have that you've never opened. But I will write with my tears, because every atom that binds to form each molecule is where a story can be read in poetic form.
for each tear formed from the bonding of those trillions of molecules to make one tear, my poetry lives on. See, my heart has always been on a carousel, touch and go, and I have trillions of tears inside I haven't even begun to release. I've known joy. I'm blessed. I've had babies. But my unconditional blindfolds cause me to fear a disappointed face in people I love the most. Because I don't know how to give samples of me. When I love you, I'm just completely open because I love intentionally. The reason they never know is I'm just amazed at hiding when they hurt me. So I don't fit the mold because I don't trade panic attacks by continuously striving to live up to society standards and speak in accordance with what fits its pretty little narrative of how we're supposed to be. Never known a mate's giving of a true love to me as I have given. And I don't know who he is, but I try to dream him into my breath of life every day. I've never been hard to hold, so my heart stays open to love, to knowing true love. Love keeps eluding my presence because it always seems to belong to someone already. I just want to know when it is my turn. Where's my eternity? Because it hurts. I just die a little bit inside without it every day. And this is why I would write with my tears. Poem.
Wow. I love that. That was kind of sentimental to me. That was
okay. Dope.
You have to excuse me, I'm on multitasking.
I've been hearing you out throughout my whole piece.
No, I did that purposely because that's what you're deserving of. I said that to be smart. You always talk about me typing in the middle pieces of people's pieces, so you were the lucky winner tonight. I like when you talked about self-care. You know, you talked about watering your own garden. You know, which
Absolutely. We
all need to do. We all need to water our own garden and take care of, you know,
right.
Of our needs.
Absolutely.
And not expect someone else to do that. Yeah, so self-care is a great thing.
Absolutely.
I like the part that you said, our heart's on, you said your heart is on a carrot. He said, I don't know how to give samples of myself. I don't fit the mold. You know, he spoke about some pretty little narrative that mold of how we're supposed to be. I've never been hard to hold. Yet, I just want to know when it's my turn. You know,
right. This
is why I write with my tears. You know, and it's so much in there I can relate to. I felt that in there. I felt some sadness in there. I felt some remorse. I felt heartache in that piece, you know. But the piece is so relatable, and I just love the simplicity of it.
Thank you.
You know,
thanks.
And how you delivered it, and the delivery helped to take it in. So thank you for sharing that. You know, over my typing. You know. And you see how strong you've become? My typing over your piece did not disturb you. You're a master now.
Not no more. Not no more.
You can do it. You learned how to pick up your pen. That's beautiful.
Ooh,
so
child,
thank you,
they used to irk me, though. I'm telling you now, they used to irk the fuck out of me. Okay, we're cussing tonight. I'm telling you. They used to irk the fuck out of me.
So, you have been punching
and smacking them hands.
You have been strengthened, Miss Pearly. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was typing, though. I was trying to remember some shit that you said. So, you know, it's your fault.
Okay.
So if you didn't say shit, I wouldn't have been typing shit. So, fuck
damn.
It. I said, fuck
I don't know whether
fuck
I should take that as a compliment or some smart head shit, but thank you.
It was a compliment. I ain't going to know. I want a compliment.
It is a compliment. Thank you so much.
It was a compliment, you think. All right, let me get you up out of here. All right, thank you for coming in, Danielle.
Absolutely.
It means a lot. I'm going back into retirement after this. Much love, darling.
All right. Much love.
Baby, baby.
One love, one
yeah.
Baby, baby.
Baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. All righty then. We're going to go to the next caller, ladies and germs. Jared, what it do, Jared?
Man, this been a very entertaining show, bro. I can't see how you're not going to do this every week after week after week, man.
See, they're going to stop playing with me all the time like that, bro. I was caught off guard, man, so, you know. It do feel good. It feel good being up in here. You know, it do. My music library, though, it's like I forgot the list of my name and, you know, what I got my playlist under. So I was kind of confused over that part of things. But on a real note, though, I miss talking to the people. I miss all bull jobbing around and stuff like that. I just said, you know, I put some things down that I wanted to do on tonight and just said, let me go up in here and do this, play some music and stuff like that, you know. And so it feels good, man. So thanks a lot for your kind words.
Hey, man. It sounds like it's been therapeutic, too, man. That's what's up.
Hey, for real, man. So you got another piece for me, man?
Yeah, I got another piece, man. I'm about to go ahead and go into it because I know we hit internet time.
All right. Well, the mic is yours, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. My poetry doesn't pander. It doesn't beg any time. It loves. Wait, hold on a minute, man. I'm not, bro.
All right.
Cool. All right. My poetry doesn't pander. It doesn't beg any time. It loves to deliver the bad news. But today, I will pander. I will pander to the wants of the people. And the name of this piece is A Penny for My Thoughts. A penny for my thoughts. No obligation. I'll just keep emoting. And it says 1 cent. That's a decimal less than a tenth and 1/100th of the dollar not spent. If you could see me, a poet, being worth 1 cent, then let this poem be your weight as I splay out your debt. You don't have to move a muscle, but at least be considerate and considerate. And to a poor man's investment, listen. If it allows you to view yourself from the outside to see that very thing in the middle of you and what you call your insides, you don't have to think of an excuse to stay your hand. Do not burden yourself or expend your energy in an endeavor to save face. But allow me to expend my breath until you have self-identified with swaths of this life. And you can cherry-pick from my entirety the tenderest and most juiciest parts until you at least understand that nagging thing about me is you. And because of this poem, you have become wiser. Do not forfeit one word until it has served you more than anything else in a great while. Make these lazy words earn their keep. Because the audience of your person is duly appreciated and is very much necessary to earn that penny that is deep in the recess of your pocket. Let my self-deprecation fuel your laughter. Let your snickers be your healing. The healing of body that breathing is a soul needs in order to be whole. For it is wine and laughter that cheers nobles and elites. But before you leave, please, please, dig in deep and get that penny for this poem. Brother, you monologuing like a villain on mute.
Yo, I was talking my ass off. Thank you for telling me.
in the corner.
Damn, boy, I was really going in. Yeah, I was muted. So look, man, I was saying I think that's the first time I heard that one from you. A penny for my thoughts being worth more than just 1 cent. You know, I like what you said, extends my breath, you know, extends my breath up in there. That visual is like, wow, that was crazy. Because of this poem, you have become wiser. That was a matter-of-fact
right.
statement right there. You was giving it to somebody needed to hear that and become wiser. You know what I'm saying? And you spoke about earning that penny. Earn that penny. You really went in on that piece, man. How long ago did you write this?
I had a feature that I was doing. I think this might be about 2 months old or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I went ahead and wrote this, man, because a lot of times, you know, we don't know how to value our craft that we do. And when people see us coming, their first thing is like, oh, you're a poet, you'll do it for free. You know, so they don't value what we do, but they value the results of what we do. And we also, as the writers of these poems, we value what it does for us. So we have to put some type of value on it. Or people always stick a zero sticker on it.
You're right, though. You're right. For the longest time, the work of a poet or being a poet didn't have that value to it. You know, and like you said, people expected it to be free. You know, if you had an event, mm-hmm. you wanted a poet there. They expect it to be free, stuff like that. I remember we used to talk about the difference between, how poetry wasn't getting respect like was and things like that or whatever. But, you know, of late, the past couple of years, a lot of folks have got jumped into spoken word. Rappers, actors, you know, I love hearing Smokey Robinson do his thing. You know, it is out there. It is out there, and people got to, but we got to put value on it, make it as valuable as anything, as any other form of art. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't know within this community that there's a category in each of those award shows for poetry, for poets. Okay? But nobody applies for it. There was somebody in the community that used to go for that, and she would get that. I forget who her name, who she was, but that's how I learned about it. Yeah, those music programs, award shows, there's always a category for poetry and spoken word. They don't say it on air, but, you know, they people are winning those things. And
it'd be one of those ones they whisper, like, the side effects or some shit.
Yeah, when they go to a commercial, you know, when they go to a commercial, you know, stuff like that. But we have to start putting
right.
value to what we you know, and who we are in it, you know, for real. Don't take no shorts on this thing. Just put a lot of time, effort, and creativity to what we do, you know. And
oh,
so I'm glad you spoke on that and said that, man, because that's what it is.
You know, like
what it's about.
Like even with Gwen C. piece, Gwen C. can do a piece like that in poetry. And poetry is not regulated like rap is. If you do the wrong thing in rap, then ain't nobody ever going to hear from you again. You know what I'm saying? They're going to blackball the hell out of you.
Yeah.
But poetry is so unregulated that it needs to be preserved.
Yeah. Freedom of speech exists still in this art form. And that's so true because I say a lot of things in a lot of my pieces that if I said it someplace else, I'd be canceled. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Get him off my face.
You right about that though, bro. You can talk all the shit you want, but you better it's funny you got me thinking about that.
Everybody in your ass.
they do you in, but and I don't try to what's the word I'm looking for? I don't try to sift through my words. when I'm writing certain things.
Yeah.
I don't put no rating on it, and, you know, forget the word I'm looking for at the time, but you know, I just write.
Oh, trigger alert. How I feel.
Trigger alert, all that stuff, you know. Make it safe for somebody to hear. No, you're going to hear it the way I you know, I wrote it. You know? I'm
right. I read this
that's one
up.
Thing.
And very mature children.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's one aspect of my life where I really, really, really keep it real. You know, when it comes to my writing, I do that. I'm gonna speak it how I feel it. It's therapeutic.
Right.
That's what helped me along this whole stretch since my beginning. You know, I didn't start out that way. You know, I was guarded. I would erase words, say, I can't say that, you know. Because I started performing in churches.
You need to censor yourself, huh, bro?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, censor. You know, but still, even in the realm of doing what I was doing in the church or religious arena, I still was hardcore with it. I still said what I needed to say or what I wanted to say. It just didn't have profanity in it. Consciousness pieces came well later, well after that, way after that. I didn't know nothing about consciousness pieces or nothing like that until we started doing.
Well, I'm glad you know about the conscious tip, because a lot of times once it gets you, man, it's like one of the things that just take you in. Was it the media that drove you into it, or was it hip-hop? What?
No, it was the media, the attention that was being paid when Tyrone West, Eric Gardner, when we started losing our people in our community, and they was using it as propaganda to say, here, look at here, N-word, we can do this to you and get away with this, you know. And repeatedly being shown that shit over and over again after losing one person, the next person being killed, and, you know, the police brutality, chalk yellow outlinings of our people in the street, the way they let that young man's body stay there. It was anger that took over me, and I didn't want to, I wanted to put out just as much that I was taking in. I was feeling all the pain of my people, man. And I wasn't going, you know, censor that shit. So that's when No More Rope and Black Enough and all that shit came out. I ain't never spit that type of stuff before, but that stuff can take over you. I had to stop, chill on that, because it was too much fire inside of me, man. You know, I thought I was doing romantic.
Yeah, that was enough, man. You was kicking the ass up in there, man.
Right. So I really had to chill, man. I really had to chill on going in, because there was a lot of hate in there. There was a lot of hatred I was released.
Was it bothering your spirit, brother?
Yes, it was bothering my spirit. I'm going to keep it real. It was bothering my spirit. I'm not that type of individual, you know, but releasing it was therapeutic and helpful. But after a while, it could take you over. It could take you over.
Yeah.
I tried to, you know, I had to go back to writing some, and that's why I tell you all the time, man, I got back into the sappiness, writing some sappiness, being about love.
That's a good message you use there, bro.
Some compassion and things like that, man. So here we are today, man. But look, man, thanks for coming up in here. We got like 5 minutes left of this thing, and I want to thank everybody for coming in. Somebody's asking me a question. Oh, Lord Jesus. I was asked if I feel like doing No More Rope. That's like a 7-minute piece. We got 5 minutes left.
I'll take them odds any day.
Man, I would have to speed rap through that thing. Let me see.
Oh, no, take your time with it.
Let me see. What time did I start this thing? I might have time. Let me see. Let me see if I can do that mystery person. That was a mystery person, Jay.
Yeah, I kind of suspected as much.
If I have the energy to do that, John, All right, let's see what I can do. All right.
With that being said, for real, the mic is yours, sir.
Thank you, sir. This is dedicated to all the young men who never got a chance to put time in, dead to the streets due to police brutality and their legalized killings. No more rope. I say, one of them for each one of our sons. White citizens standing their ground, increasing the amount of black souls lost. Every place is starting to look like Florida. Another killer nigga law they keep passing, premeditating clauses set to laws they keep drafting. No need to put hoods on, another black lost. More grieving. Did you vote? Nope. Dressed in blue, protect and serve. No, no, no. In the hood, there's a purge by the authorities out of control with that animalistic urge causing all this senseless bleeding. Even so, the laws that they use to protect themselves are the very laws used to condemn us. Did you vote? Yes, I did. But they still killing us, though. Never including us. Doesn't work for us. Usually doesn't. USA lazy motherfuckers brought us here, sold and bought us here. Now we fee, but how fee is fee when there's no more use for us here in this America? Man in blue protecting us. They are the same ones one by one who are killing us. But there shall come a time, maybe when we get tired of watching TV and the many distractions, we'll have no choice but to pick up a gun. Then, one by one, one of them for each one of our sons. Streets are bleeding, black Americans. Black mothers are grieving, and before the tears dries, another one dies from the cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave on camera, his hands were raised. A candy bar, house keys, anything, everything mistaken for a gun. Unjust, another one. Just another memory put to sleep, another black youth, blood in the streets. Yesterday's fields full of people picking cotton. They had a lot of rope, and we hung in those fields, yo. But today, to our people, it seems that all that shit is forgotten. And it's so real. Licensed to kill a nigga, found on Capitol Hill, born in a world running empty on hope. Strikes against us, marked from birth. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. No more rope, but they still lynching us. They killing us. They body bagging us, but I break through body bags, escape the toe tags, breathing through paper, leaving vapors when I take my socks off. I get traction. I can breathe. I'm like Wolverine. Fuck these old boys behind the wheel of the USA political machine. Oppressing us, overtaxing us. Putting shit in the air over the hood, polluting, physically uprooting us, chemically and genetically poisoning us, killing us slowly. AIDS been here forever. Now here comes Ebola. Let a motherfucker sneeze. If you're white, they'll save your life. If you're black, the plan is to slash your neck. But in the end, we be blackened, pigmented, sun-protected. Every shit on this planet we invented, and you can't stand it, thieves. You've stolen everything, and you got the nerve to point the finger at me and my people? I take my socks off and burn your nostrils, rip out your tonsils, go Wolverine and dismantle your groin with the shank on my big toe. We get hostile. Grab the white one and whip him with my pistol. Ain't no more bleach in these sheets. KKK wearing badges, yo. But I'm going to tell you one more again. You're going to stop fucking with my people, because in the end we gonna be here just like in the beginning, taking our righteous place in you and yours in a forbidden tree, ranting, tempting in the form of that snake, hating Satan. I just took my socks off. Call me Morpheus. There can only be one. One of them for every one of our sons. New rules, new laws, shit held in confidence, classified. You don't even know what it is, yet you vote for it. Why? well classify this America. Kiss my ass, and also this, and not just the tip, but suck my whole damn oops. That classified shit. Things stink disguised. I thank God for my eyes. I smell it. That same old shit smells like you're covered in it. And I wish you well. Take a bath. It smells like hell. And you really think I couldn't tell? I wish you well. Take a bath. It smells like hell, and you really need to smell yourself. Instead, you choose to deny the smell. Ha, hidden. What the hell? Did you think that I couldn't tell? Rednecks writing checks, racist to racist, raises on their paychecks while we living on minimum wages. Old fossils, old morals, life lynchers, slave shippers, whippers of cotton pickers, animal fuckers, child molesters, wife swappers, Sodom and Gomorrah, Yuhal Hitler, and Hannibal Lecter. You gave birth to Charles Manson in this land. Huh? You brought us here, fucked us, and you want to look down your nose and morally judge us? Huh? All you motherfuckers made down with Caligula pervertus. Huh? Yet you morally look down on us, and you're the corruptors with your diseased minds. Huh? No more rope. But they still lynching us, though. But if only we would have stood our ground while they were lynching us, kidnapping, raping, and selling us, while they were beating and degrading us, killing us from the inside with tainted teachings, religious preachings, fake God worshipings in dark rooms in Washington, rooms full of devil worshippers, fornicators, faith haters, self-serving, once made us call them master. But they be masturbators. You get more punished for calling someone a faggot than for someone stabbing or raping your black mother. If you want to see the law, just kill a fucking dog. In a world run by thieves banished long ago who formed these colonies, recreators of Sodom and Gomorrah and uncivilized, you want to call us? Born in a world running empty on hope, strikes against us, marked from birth, no more rope. But they still lynching us, though. No more rope. But they still lynching us. But I'm still alive. And I just took my mother fucking socks off. Private-owned prisons. Private-owned prisons. Private-owned prison. And put your motherfucking mother in it. No more rope. No more rope. And that's that piece.
Whoo. Yeah.
Wow.
Been a long time. Yeah, I can see how that could be problematic.
Yeah, I can't do that at church.
I haven't heard that before, brother, but I had to think you look at the part that you had off in that jump. This is dope. I like this. And the energy was crazy with it, man. But you have a good way of maintaining energy while you do your poem. You don't let the energy overtake your poems.
Yeah, I try, man. I think myself. That's why I change my voice in it, because it gives me, I can breathe better when I do it in a certain voice. Certain parts of it has a different voice to it. So it gives me a chance to breathe. And right now I got a stuffed nose, and I'm out of breath. You know, my nose is stopped up. So
yeah,
I'm like,
one of those hurt you well. One of those voices did.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Somebody's writing me what they say. Okay. Awesome. So, yeah, man. So thanks. Look, man, the studio didn't close down, but we still on air, so I don't know how that's working. But look, I want to thank everybody for coming up in this joint. I don't go say everybody's name because I might fuck somebody up and not listen and not say their names. But it's been fun, man. Jay, we'll talk, bro. And look, man, I'm out of this joint. Hey, Jay, one love, one mic, my brother. One love,
take
one
care,
mic,
brother.
Man. One love, one mic.